blown away like four winds. Got no money and I got no friends. Going downhill and I'm stone cold. Four cars speeding to the same crossroad. Full time deceiver behind the wheel. Haul whatever he can steal. Breaking heartbreak wherever he goes. Four cars speeding to the same crossroads. Chasing the simple possum, brother to brother is long forgotten. Eye to claw, the tooth to toe, four cars speeding to the same crossroads. I meet my maker every day, when I bow down my head to pray. Words of loss and love and love, four cars speeding to the same crossroads.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. Sorry I'm a little late. Had some issues there. Also, there's some weather. But hey, look, I'm a hardcore New Englander. There should be no excuses related to weather. So what's going on here tonight? David Crosby has passed. He has passed, I believe it was yesterday, at the ripe old age of 81. And as a result of an undisclosed illness, frequent listeners of the show will know that I'm not the biggest folk rock fan, but I think we need to pay a lot of the artists that I play on the show owe a debt to David Crosby. I think he's been very influential as a songwriter and as a musician, really forming the folk rock sound. I think it was the California or the Topanga Canyon sound or whatever, something canyon sound that in California that was instrumental in shaping modern music, alternative music, and even the freak folk, alternative folk, and all the folk subgenres that came after. I think a lot of that came as a result or was as a result of the scene that David Crosby was very much a part of. So we want to pay a little homage to him. Not a little. It's going to be the whole damn show. All right. And we're going to start off. There's going to be a lot of his solo stuff, a lot of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, some Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young as well. And we're going to start off with one of the bigger songs from the CSN catalog. This is Wooden Chips, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. smile at me, I will understand. 'Cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same.
a young man, I found an old dream. Was as battered and worn a one as you have ever seen. Now I made it some new wings and I painted the nose. And I wished so hard up in the air. I rode up. Was younger than me. Her parents kept her locked up in their life, and she was crying at night. She was wishing she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and watching us play. For a while there, the music would take her away and she'd be singing. Lying white sheets there, and she was waiting to die. She said, if you just reach underneath this bed and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She's still smiling, but she's tired. She'd like to hear that last bell ring. You know, if she's still could, she would stand up. She could sing, carry me, carry me, carry me above the world. Ooh, carry me, ooh, carry me, yeah.
Floating home down below her graceful watch the sea fish roam. And there I heard a story from the sailors of the San Romery. There's another island 8 days run away from here, empty and free. From here to Venezuela, there's nothing more to see than 100,000 islands flung like jewels upon the sea. You and me, calling at me to end my tales, but perhaps I'll see you the next quiet place. A furl my we'll be right back.
by 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's the Byrds with 8 Miles High. I guess that's the song, the Byrds song that David Crosby is most well known for, that we took that from one of the many greatest hits collections. This is the one with, like, they're all in, like, this, like, fuzzy flower background. They're kind of, like, you know, integrated with the coloring of the flowers, and then there's, like, the four headshots on the top. And it looks like David Crosby's wearing a raccoon on his head there. So before that, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with the Lee Shore from Four Way Street. That was Crosby and Nash with Carry Me from Wind on the Water, and it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Wooden Ships from This Is the One that came out in 1969. So it's quite a story there, that how he was able, David Crosby, having a show, excuse me, devoted to him. He passed yesterday at the age of 81. And, you know, I think that a lot of his catalog is being reappraised. It's sort of like some of the records that he put out, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. I think a lot of people, of course, Rolling Stone was the primary voice back then, having come of age when he came of age. So I read a lot of Rolling Stone reviews that didn't like some of the solo records he made. But then, you know, now that the music has evolved and a lot of, like, freak folk and different folk genres and subgenres have emerged, there's a tendency to go back and reassess some of David Crosby's work, and it's being received a lot more favorably. It could be that, like, you know, when he put a record out in, like, mid-70s, he was still doing lots of drugs and he loved guns, and it was just, like, a weird combination. He'd probably piss some people off, and they were just like, there's no way I'm going to give this record a good review. So it's sort of like, I am intimating that some of the reviewers may have had a personal axe to grind when they were receiving a David Crosby solo record. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this from one of his later releases. I think this actually came out in 21. This is Rodriguez for a Night, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I once rode with an angel through the Hall Royal called Dry Run, until one day she made it clear that I could never be the one. And then she met the outlaw Rodriguez. It was confess, he had some qualities that might attract a foolish girl. An effortless charisma and a clever way with the world. Now, I'm just a drugstore cowboy.
Waking, stream of consciousness on a sleeping street of dreams. Thoughts like scattered leaves, slowed in midfall to the streams of fast running rivers of choice and chance, and time stops here. is it here? What it's all for? I don't know, I'm not crying, laughing mostly, as you can see.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they
all right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Teach Your Children from Deja Vu, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our tribute show to David Crosby, who passed yesterday at the ripe old age of 81. He was an old coot. He was, like, kind of active on social media. He was doing all kinds of, he was, like, weighing in on things he probably shouldn't have been weighing in on, unlike the, and the sexual proclivities of men in their 20s and all kinds of, I had all kinds of weird, like, random tweets from him, like, appearing in my Twitter feed. Prior to that, we had What's Happening from the Byrds. That was from the Fifth Dimension Collection. Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Delta from the Daylight Again record. That's the record that has the, that's like the cover is, looks like something that Roger, what's his name? Who's the artist who did all the Yes covers? Looks like the same artist that did one of those Yes covers did one for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's kind of weird. That must have been in the 80s, we assume. Yep, 1982. Before that, starting off the set, Rodriguez for a Night from For Free, which came out in 21. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. You know, it's funny, I have to confess something stupid. I thought David Crosby was Bing Crosby's son. I don't think that was the case. It says, according to Wikipedia, he was the son of Floyd Crosby, who was a cinematographer in California, in Hollywood, obviously. All right, up next, another track. This one from the Crosby and Nash collaboration. This is Where Will I Be, from Another Stony Evening, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Only another strange its darkness. I was mistaken. Only reflections of a shadow that I saw.
Just before you get to the dream.
Wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Why can't she see me? Guinevere drew pentagrams like yours, milady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the she shall be free. As she turns her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored for a day,
Guinevere had golden hair like yours, lady, like yours. streaming out when we'd ride through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday,
seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We shall be free.
Yes, beautiful song, Guinevere, from their first record, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, their first release. And, you know, what's funny is that a lot of these songs that are on, that are done by the group, are then again done again by some of the individual artists. Like Stephen Stills has his own version of some of the CSNY stuff, David Crosby as well. So, but that one, he has a version of Guinevere, Stephen Stills does. We're not going to hear that, though. Sorry, I was just making a comment. Everybody's Been Burned prior to that from The Byrds, off the Younger Than Yesterday compilation, Crosby and Nash. We heard Laughing from one of their best ofs. And then prior to that, Where Will I Be, a live recording from another stony evening. This is our tribute show to David Crosby. So, you know, I don't know a ton about him. I just know, obviously, I didn't grow up listening to his music, but I acknowledge the debt that he has, the debt that needs to be paid by many of the other indie artists who have come since in the 80s and 90s through today. I really think that some of the artists, maybe even Bon Iver, can pay a little debt to him, or owes David Crosby a little something, and as do many artists who are out, maybe even Brandi Carlile. I don't know. Whatever. It's a separate show. All right. Let's move on. Up next, it's this track from David Crosby. This is later on in his career. In the late 80s, he released Oh Yes, I Can. I think this is when he was struggling with... He needed like some self-affirmation. He was struggling mightily with drugs. He was arrested at the... and he did some time in jail for like possession, weapons possession. And I think he had some pot on him as well. So, you know, you combine the two, you've got something. And even if you're... you know, a famous rock musician, you have to do or pay something, time, money, both, whatever. Here is Tracks in the Dust, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Four of us were having dinner, and I threw down the paper with a curse. And my wife said, complaining doesn't get it. You got to do something or you can bet will get worse. And my friend said, you've been watching TV too much. And all that hippie hopefulness. But if thinking that way helps you to make it through the night, then who am I to say what's wrong and right? But I think we're passing. These tracks in the dust would last. I think we're passing through here kind of fast. Did you think these tracks in the dust?
last would last. So